You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. This is Megan McCurdy-Carino in for Molly Wood. Back in May, Twitter partially disabled an algorithm that cropped photos posted by users in ways that revealed certain biases. A company audit and plenty of people on the internet found the algorithm preferenced white faces over black faces and men over women. Now, as part of the hacker conference DEF CON, which starts tomorrow, the company is offering a cash bounty to help fix the problem. Raman Chowdhury is director of machine learning ethics, transparency, and accountability at Twitter. Before that, she was founder and CEO of Parity, which helped other companies identify bias in their algorithms. Chowdhury told me the cropping algorithm was based on data tracking where real people tended to look in photos.
It's such a great example of how bias can accidentally be embedded into models unintentionally coming from the source data. There are actually many ways in which this model could have been biased. And again, this is why, you know, we're hoping that the public entering the algorithmic bias bounty will be able to, you know, think of the things that we didn't think of ourselves.
What does, you know, sort of what happened with that algorithm tell you about how biases permeate algorithms and what some possible solutions might be?
One thing I'm thinking a lot about is systems level bias. So it's pretty obvious you go to a website to go buy something. There's probably some sort of an algorithm deciding what order to show you things. But there are probably lots of algorithms before then that are somehow influencing this algorithm to define a profile for you or to make certain assumptions about you that you're never going to be able to see and you're not going to be able to touch. So one thing I'm thinking about quite deeply is this notion of, you know, systems level harm. And what does it mean when multiple algorithms are working together?
As part of this process, Twitter is making public, some details about the algorithms. The tech industry isn't always known for being transparent about that stuff. What made you choose to share this publicly?
Twitter has a commitment to transparency. We have a goal of sharing all of the work we're doing and building in the open. It is, you know, of course, a labor of love to, you know, put some of this work out there and to be responsive and listen to what people want. But ultimately, we strongly believe that it leads to a better output.
Now that you are at Twitter, how are you sort of changing the company's workflow or informing the company's workflow to address some of these issues further upstream?
So responsible machine learning is a company-wide initiative. We're also instituting good model governance. So I'm working on risk assessments, looking at the models we have today. You know, this field is so young, and this field of responsible AI and responsible machine learning, especially in practice, is very, very new. And, you know, we're all really aiming to build this technology in the right way.
Raman Chowdhury is Director of Machine Learning Ethics, Transparency, and Accountability at Twitter. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.